This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line this morning, we have the operations manager for Fairtrade, Cameron Neal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Cameron, the reason why we want to chat to you this morning is because I'm pretty confused. Like, I want to do the right thing when it comes to coffee. Like I always put it this way. I don't want to buy a car that I know has had some dodgy past, you know, in the work, whether something's been stolen or whatever. I want to buy a car with integrity. I want to buy my coffee with integrity.
Yep, sure.
And I get really confused over Fair Trade and Rainforest Aligned. So could you spell out for us the difference between the two?
Well, sure. Look, they are different. They're both international third-party certification systems, but they are really focused on different things. Fair Trade, as you know, and we've talked about it before in relation to chocolate and Easter, Fair Trade is about tackling poverty through trade. And Rainforest Alliance is about certifying sustainable farm management and ensuring that, you know, while they're also looking after the environment, they don't exploit people. It's kind of two different approaches. One is about what we would kind of say, making sure no harm's being done to people and planet. And the other, Fair Trade, is actually saying, well, let's go beyond that to see how we can use trade to give people in communities to be successful businesses so they can tackle poverty for themselves.
Okay, so they're both pretty good. They're both doing good work in the world.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they both are doing good. From our perspective, it's all part of the movement of, you know, sustainable coffee, more ethical coffee. For people making a choice, it's about, well, okay, I can choose Rainforest Alliance, knowing, you know, that what it stands for is being taken care of, but I could also choose Fair Trade and those things are being taken care of. Plus, we're explicitly, you know, setting out to tackle poverty. And the reason why, you know, Fair Trade is unique in that it actually says we will address economic injustice in the supply chain. We will make sure when the coffee is purchased that the producers are getting a fair price, so that covers the cost of sustainable production, and that pays a premium on top of that for communities to invest in their development. We explicitly focus on smallholder family farms and bringing those family farmers together into cooperatives. We explicitly, address the inequities along the supply chain and in tackling those things. And that's what the producers are saying that they want. Producers are saying, well, look, give us a fair go, and, you know, we can tackle poverty in our communities. We can make poverty history for ourselves. And that, you know, producers co-own what Fair Trade is, and their voice is heard very strongly in Fair Trade, and they are saying, we don't want a handout, we want a hand up. We want people just to buy fairly. And, you know, we think from Fair Trade that it's one thing to certify, you know, doing no harm. It's another thing to focus on how can we give these people what they need to tackle poverty in their communities, and how can we reward people for meeting those minimum standards around social and environment by paying them a fair price and guaranteeing that to give them the stability and security of income that they need to plan for the future.
Wow. And what do you find generally is the response you get from, because I don't understand why, and we won't mention any names, but big chocolate companies or big coffee companies, why they wouldn't automatically do something like Fair Trade. What's the response when you approach organisations?
Look, I think that there's a range of different things that go into a company's decision about what it is that they want to do. And I think, you know, some organisations that we have spoken to, they're really concerned about the environmental side of their credentials, and they're really concerned about that environmental sustainability side. And for them, their perception is that, you know, the green frog, which is the symbol of Rainforest Alliance, is more what they're looking for. Also, because Fair Trade works with small holders, small family farms and farmer cooperatives, it can be a little bit more of a bumpy ride, because you are trying to work with people that haven't been benefiting from international trade, and you're trying to bring the benefits of trade to them, as opposed to, you know, buying from large-scale plantations that can, you know, you've got no issues with. So there's a whole bunch of factors that come into organisations' decision making. Sure, we welcome companies making commitments to rainforest lines. It's obviously a good step because, unfortunately, the world. You do need a certification to actually ensure that those things that Rainforest Alliance stands for is happening. You do. But obviously, our encouragement is, well, you know, why don't you also consider fair trade? They're not exclusive, and we do. There are a lot of businesses that do, you know, in coffee, for example, that will sell Rainforest Alliance coffee and sell fair trade coffee.
Fantastic.
But, you know, like I think for us, what we are trying to make clear to businesses and make clear to consumers is that, you know, they do have a choice. Rainforest Alliance is there and it is what it stands for. Fair trade, if you want to make a positive difference and you want to tackle poverty, then, you know, that's the one that you choose.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's finish up with a place to go, a website perhaps for anyone who hears this and says, yep, you know what, fair trade, I love what they're doing. I want to make sure I support fair trade. Where can they go to learn where fair trade products are sold?
Get onto our website, fairtrade.com.au, and just particular, have a look around, but click on the producers and impacts link. We've put up a new report just before Fair Trade Fortnight that looks at the impact that fair trade has had on people's lives over the last 5 years from the Australian purchases of coffee. There's 6 case studies that illustrate exactly what I'm talking about in terms of how fair trade's helping tackle poverty through trade.
Operations Manager for Fair Trade, Cameron Neal, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.